one of the machines while it's hitting.
She's not like anyone else. You wonder why she captured you like a firefly and makes you shine.
Hey everybody, welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian Wimpen and Williamson kept coming to you live. And I am live at the Hard Rock Casino in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Just finished up a meeting and am cruising around on the floor trying to find the damn exit. William, how are you today?
Brother, I'm doing well. I think we've got Chris on the phone as well. Chris, can you hear us?
I'm here, guys. I'm here, guys. Thanks.
Good. That worked out. Chris, we had no pre-show, so we couldn't give you any of the words to avoid and things to do and not do. So we're gonna kind of roll with it. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Happy, and you'll get used to our voices here. Glad to have you on, and if you would, we'll kick it off, introduce yourself, and then we'll get right to it.
Sounds good, guys. Well, let me just say, first-time caller, long-time listener. Love the show. I have my own podcast for job seekers I've been doing since 07, but you guys are making them at a prolific rate, so I definitely appreciate that. As a vendor in the space, I really learn a lot by listening to you guys and just getting feedback from all the HR and recruiters out there, so it's pretty cool. So I'm Chris Russell. I'm the CEO and founder of a social recruiting startup called Career Cloud. But I've actually been in the business for a number of years, since 1999, when I first started my company, All County Jobs, which is a local job board network that covers the Northeast. I just sold my company last year to one of the clients that used to use it and began working on Career Cloud. Along the way, I've launched dozens of sites and blogs, and all related to recruiting or job hunting somehow. So many that they started calling me the mad scientist of online recruiting. So I was really experimenting. So it's kind of a mantra I take to heart and I like, and that's kind of who I am and what I do.
Well, let's do the typical question of what's keeping you up at night. What's top of mind for you? This is William, by the way. What's top of mind for you these days?
So I guess probably two things. I know we can dive deep on each if you want. But the first thing would be sort of the agony and ecstasy of starting from scratch again with a new company. When I sold my previous company, I traded the known for the unknown. So that's always interesting to talk about from a startup perspective and what life is like and things like that. And then secondly, I guess, is what social or mobile technology can I bring to the market that will help job seekers and employers connect with each other? That's really the mission of my new company and one that I've always been excited about and looking forward to trying again. So lots of stuff going on.
Well, let's take the first one first and then the second one second. I tell I went through a very similar experience here just a couple of years ago where I basically worked at a company for about 10 years, helped start it, build it up to a nice level, and business partner and I came to an understanding, and I left the next day. I was on vacation for a month or so, and then all of a sudden everything was different. And in good ways, and also I would say in bad ways. I look back at the beginning of that experience. I've had several, but I think that we generally underestimate change. What's been your experience after selling and then starting something new? Like, how did you kind of come to grips with change?
You know, I was so ready for change, I think. I had run that company for 13 years. And by the end, I was doing the same thing you know, it was not challenging anymore. It was just routine. And I really had this deep desire to do something new. I've always been starting stuff on the side, hence my nickname. But I got to a point where I just had to do something about it, I think. So I was definitely ready for it. At the same time, once you get into it, you're ready. Like you said, it's not all that you expected sometimes. So there's, you know, I always expected that there'd be good days and bad days when doing a startup. That's always the case from no matter what your experience is, whether you're a veteran of it all or just starting out. But I think for me, change was good. And it was something that I just had to do from a personal level, I think, you know, moving to a new challenge, really.
What did you like, or what do you miss, or what did you hate about the job board business?
Well, you know, selling job postings is not a very exciting life. let's face it, it's just a very mature business. I did, you know, I met a ton of people running that company. Yeah, I'm definitely still passionate about the job search process and recruiting and just helping job seekers and employers connect with one another. But at the end of the day, it was just a sort of a boring business. It was almost too easy, in fact, to – I had such a loyal client base that I only worked on it maybe 3 or 4 hours a day, and I made a good nice six-figure income out of it. So, you know, having said that, it's hard to sort of get excited about doing that on a day-to-day basis, having done it so long, and just trying to find the will to keep at it like that. I kind of ran it in a way where it became a lifestyle business, almost since the day I started it. And I kind of just sat back and kept running it for all those years, sort of the same pace. Never really hired anyone. I had a couple part-time people over the years, but it was a fun ride. But at the same time, I needed to do something different. It was just too much of a routine, I think, in the end.
Out of all the things that you could have gotten yourself into, you could have started, you know, in many different things. You could have started your own recruiting firm. You could have gone to work for somebody else. You could have done all kinds of different things. How did you make the decision to come to CareerCloud? Take us through that process if you can.
Yeah, you know, I've always thought about what I would do if I wasn't doing my own company, and I always thought about what kind of job would I get. So I've talked to so many recruiters over the years, I could probably do a lot of what do they do on a daily basis. But, you know, we'll cross that bridge later. But for me, I just saw the whole social media recruiting trend that's coming on, and I was just fascinated by what's happening in the space overall. I think a growing number of companies and employers are looking at social in different ways as far as how they evaluate a candidate. And I think that I can bring some value to that. So once I sold All County, I kind of stumbled upon the domain name that Joe Stubblebine from Job Circles was selling, and I picked it up on the cheap and decided to sort of name my new company around it. Originally, I was going to focus on just about mobile apps for both job hunters and recruiters. And then I decided, once I got the domain name, I said, that's really a great name to build a company around. And so I took that, I made that the overall company brand, and then I'm going to build different products and services behind that, both on social or mobile, or a combination of, into that. So eventually I want to have multiple products and services for both job seekers and recruiters, all based on either some kind of social technology or some kind of mobile technology. And that's the genesis of what I'm building right now.
What stage are you at right now? What products do you have to offer? If you don't mind, let's kind of go into where you are currently with CareerCloud.
Sure. So it just launched this January after about 5 or 6 months of behind-the-scenes work. The products mostly right now are for job seekers. So the first one is it's an app. It's called Hidden Jobs App. And it's basically a database of articles about companies who are making job announcements that they're expanding into an area and they're hiring X number of people for their company. So we take those articles that we find in Google News, places like that, and we put them into a database. It's all searchable by state-by-state basis. And so we take the number of jobs mentioned in the article, the link to the article itself so you can go read it, and then the app lets you basically read all that stuff and also Google the company name as well, and also sends push alerts to your phone as well. So that's in the App Store now. It's a 99-cent download, for instance. That's the first of the apps that we have. It's actually been out for about a year and a half. I started it when I was still running Hill County, and I just took it and rebranded it as a Career Cloud product overall. There's another app called, which just came out. It's called Recruiting News Feeds. It's just basically an easy way to keep track of all the recruiting news in the industry, including Drive-Thru HR, by the way. You can it pulls in the feeds from places like ERE, Recruiting Blogs, all those guys, so you can keep track of it all. And then the main product on the website for social is a social resume, which basically is a homepage for all your social media accounts, kind of like an about.me for job seekers, if you will. So, but it's kind of branded more in a job search perspective. So it kind of looks like a typical resume, but it just has your social data in there. So you can have you can bring in your LinkedIn profile, your latest tweets, number of followers, all the stats around that stuff, and put it into a single social resume online that you then promote to your own communities and stuff. So it's your own URL, just like you do with a LinkedIn. You can share it on social media, print it out as a PDF, things like that. So I think that the social resume itself is becoming much more of a tool in the recruitment process, either to source stuff or to evaluate candidates. And it's something that I want to explore more with the social resume. I don't think it's fully fleshed out yet, but there's something there that I think employers will like and job seekers will like going forward. You know, there's some articles out now that I've been reading, and one of them was on Inc., I think it was, and there was a CEO talking about why he doesn't post job openings. And the genesis of the article is that he wants candidates to stalk him on social media and vice versa. That's how he wanted people to apply to his company. A guy like Fred Wilson, who is a famous venture capitalist, wrote in his blog a couple years ago, that his VC firm doesn't want resumes. They want you to send in links to your social profiles. So I think a growing number of companies now are looking at this data that you put online about yourself and are just looking at that in a different way than just what their resume is. You know, your resume is, your paper resume is what you did, but your social resume is who you are. And increasingly, I think employers want to know that stuff because it's all about fit, I think. Don't you agree?
Oh yeah, how do recruiters get their hands on that data? And is it easily parsed? Is it easy to suck up into an ATS? Like, how do you make it? Obviously, you're making it easy for the job seeker, which I think is fantastic. It's a little bit more visual and obviously more social. Now let's talk about the other side. How are we making it, or how are you making it, or think that you're making it easier for the recruiting community?
So ultimately what I want to do with it is build an API behind the social resume data that we have and then give that to job boards, ETSs, so that when someone does apply to a job, they can attach their social resume to it, which is essentially a bunch of links, basically, to all their profiles online. So that's where I'm going with it. It's not out yet. Some point this year we'll actually get that out to the market. And then also some kind of search tool around that as well. And maybe we'll combine that with other data that's online, you know, Twitter profiles, Facebook stuff now with the Open Graph. So I think there's much more stuff we can do with it. It's not all fleshed out yet, but I'm definitely working on it. So it's coming.
What feedback have you gotten so far from both the candidate side and recruiters?
So I'll start with the recruiter first, because I just talked to a recruiter at a Big Four in New York City, and she's like, yeah, we'll never use this. It's a way too uncompliant with our rules and OS16T and all this stuff. And I understood that, and I see where she's coming from. So I don't think it's for everyone right now in terms of being on the employer side. I'm well aware of that fact. But I do think that a growing number of startups and smaller companies and just companies who are overall into the social aspect of it all do like this and will accept it as a form of resume, as a way to apply, I think. So that's definitely coming. Like, I think it's, you know, it's a growing trend, I think, in the industry. And so I definitely think it's a part of the future. And from the candidate side, it's all been pretty positive. I was just conversing with somebody on Facebook yesterday who was trying to make me pitch him why I should use this. And I said it gives an employer a better look at who you are. It's a peek inside your character. And you can use that to stand out, I think, in the job market. One of the little features we have on it is something called Social Apply. It's just a simple email form, basically. But you fill it out. You have to know the email address of a company or a recruiter that you want to work for. You answer a couple of questions like, why do I want to work here? And it sends that employer an email with a nice little badge inside, visual badge, saying, hey, Chris Russell wants you to check out his social resume because he wants to work for you. So I think that's sort of one of the ways we can use it to help job seekers stand out. And really get them in the mindset of taking their social profile and elevating it to a place where they can show employers who they are and really stand out in the job market.
Perfect, Chris. This is Brian. We're going to do a quick reset, everybody. You're listening to Drive Through HR. We are on with Chris Russell. And, Chris, I've got a question. Just kind of go a little bit different direction. So what in your space do you feel technology-wise, service-wise, you know, whatever model you want to pick, is that the biggest risk in the next year or two to their model, their technology, just completely going away, or, you know, seeing a ton of pressure to where they're going to have to change course pretty quickly to survive?
Right. Good question, Brian. First of all, I think that overall, the overall recruiter toolbox, if you will, has never been bigger, right? So 20 years ago, you had referrals, newspapers. Today you have all that, plus you have social, you have job boards, you have aggregators, you have all these new technologies, that it's all just a bigger piece of the pie now. And so everyone who came before you is basically just a smaller part of that overall toolbox now. So while I don't think anyone is going away overall, people are getting smaller, right? Job boards are definitely getting smaller. I think sourcing overall, you look at it, I mean, social media is a giant talent pool, basically. And if you have ways to search that stuff, sometimes that's all you need. So there's a lot of pressure on, I think, everyone in the recruiting space, from the agency down to third-party recruiter to the job board, just fighting for a smaller piece of the pie overall. But I think, you know, a lot of people talk about job boards as going away, but as a former job board owner, I don't believe they're going away. They're getting smaller, and the smart ones are adapting to the new technology, getting more social, having mobile versions of their site, things like that, overall. But so if you are a job board and you're not evolving with that technology, then you'll die eventually. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, but it's definitely an interesting space.
Chris, I don't know if you've noticed this trend over the last couple of months, but people use the word social and mobile almost synonymously, or a mashup between the two. Where do you see the lines of demarcation currently between the worlds that is social and the worlds that is mobile? And where do you see it kind of all coming together?
So there's a great quote I read once. It was about the internet. It was called it said, the internet is going away like the phone went away, becoming invisible, permeating everything and becoming invisible. And that's true for social and mobile. It's just becoming the overall part of the web. Whether you access some information from your phone, from your tablet, from your computer, it's all the same. It's melding into this one general thing. I think that's a good quote to use about all this stuff. Social, I think, you know, mobile, I think, lends itself to certain things well, not well to other things. So I think an app, for example, is a great tool if you have a small specific task to do. Right, I'm not going to build an app for Career Cloud that has all our features and tools on it. That would be too cumbersome. So I'm going to concentrate on simple things you can do with it. And those types of technologies will have more success overall. People are so time-constrained today that you have to make things simple for them in order for them to use it. And if you don't, it's just going to go by the wayside. I'm not a huge iPhone user. I have tons of apps on my phone. And the last year, I basically have been trying to delete as many as I can because it's just not, I don't have time for them all. So in a lot of cases now, I'm actually just bookmarking the site's homepage if it's mobile friendly and just putting that icon on my phone's desktop. So a mobile app has very specific purposes and has to be very simple to use. So that's where the future of mobile is, I think. And I think social overall is just being baked into everything now going forward. One thing I want to do with Curricula actually is tap into your friends' networks on Facebook and LinkedIn and start displaying jobs behind those from where those people work. So help you connect more on a personal level with the friends that you have to help find work as well. No one's really doing that now. So that's where I think some of that stuff is going.
Advice that you give, or what's your take, I should say, on the concept of sharing? So you've got a bunch of candidates that are going to be coming here. They're going to be putting their social links. Do you have just a personal take on what you should share and not share? Or what's the line between professional and personal? Like, do you personally have a take on that? Or do you feel like you need to give advice to people about that type of stuff?
I don't have any personal lines around it all. I share pretty much everything. I think the best advice to say is just use common sense, basically. And you don't have to put your Facebook on the social resume if you don't want to. It's all optional. You know, the only thing it requires is LinkedIn. Just use common sense. You can delete a tweet. You can delete a Facebook post. Generally speaking, that's not findable, although you probably can find it if you look hard enough. Just use your common sense. I just interviewed a career coach this morning for my podcast. One thing she was telling me is that the one overall sort of theme she sees on social that job seekers are doing wrong is the negativity. She's seeing much too much negativity in people's streams that could come back to haunt them. So I think that's another piece of advice to take is just try and be positive overall. If you just complain online, no one's going to look at that and say, oh, I want to hire this person. They want to see positive things from them. So I think that was some good advice as well.
Positive, and I'm trying to think of all the people that I know that are snarky, witty, sarcastic, etc. Do you think that kind of falls in the negative camp or the positive camp?
I think it falls in the to me it's a positive. I like people who are sort of contrarian a little bit and see some of that kind of stuff. So I think it's positive overall. I don't have any, I think people who have common sense will take that and look at it. And, you know, if I see a candidate's, a drunken photo, whatever, I'm not going to hold that against them in my opinion anyway. It's just sort of who I am. You know, we've all had these pictures taken of us. It's just that now they're online sometimes. So as an employer, when I'm hiring, I take that into account, but it's not a negative. I look at it as context and judge it from there.
Beautiful people. So I am not one, but I know some people that are actually men and women that are beautiful. Should they play that up or play that down?
Thanks, William, by the way.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up on me, Brian. Are you on a cell phone? Chris, sorry. What's your take on beautiful people, man? I mean, seriously. I mean, if you're sitting there and you know the dude sitting right across from you is just model hot, like, do you tell him to just play that up, or do you say play it down, or do you have an opinion?
Hey, to each his own. I mean, if you have it, flaunt it. Just don't be overly, overt about it. I think there's a line you can cross, but if you're beautiful, put that on your profile picture, show it off, but don't be stupid about it. Use common sense. It's a dog eat dog world there. You have to look out for number one. So I try not to judge people like that sometimes, but to each his own.
Well, and you're kind of hot, so you should know. Hey, I wanted to get your take on LinkedIn endorsements and Facebook social graph. What's your take on those two things?
So I think the jury is out on Facebook, LinkedIn endorsements, and everyone seems to hate it. It's just too easy to do, and it doesn't mean as much anymore as a regular sort of someone actually writing a sentence about you. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. LinkedIn just shut down the answers part of the site. Will they shut down endorsements one day if it's not really working and no one's liking it? So that's something to think about. Facebook search, I'm pretty excited about. I haven't played with it yet. I thought something on Facebook. Did you play with it yet?
I have.
Awesome.
Yeah,
can't wait to get my hands on it. But I think that overall, from a Facebook standpoint, if you're a job seeker now, you really have to go in there and fill out your work history, put in your last job title, put in your current employer, whatever else you can, whatever other keywords you can slap in there, do it, because the recruiters are coming, my friends. They're on their way, right?
Yeah. What do you? We've got about 3 minutes left in the show. I wanted to, ask you about the visual stuff. In particular, Pinterest and Instagram. Are those things that you want to kind of bring into Career Cloud? And do you think that they have a place in the job search ish?
Yeah, I do want to add more social media sites to the overall mix right now. We only have about 5 that you can sync with, but I do want to bring in Instagram, Pinterest, maybe even Clout, for example. Especially sort of we have a stats area where you can sort of see like all the followers you have across all the networks and stuff like that. So I want to do more with stats around that area. Crowd's doing some of that now. But yeah, we're going to bring more of that in over time as well. So a lot of cool stuff coming down the pike.
Hey, Chris.
I think overall that. Sorry,
Brian. Go ahead. Okay. No, go ahead.
I think overall that stuff to me it's useful. Just to see what if you're a heavy Instagram user. And I'm thinking about hiring you. I want to see what you're posting on there. I'll give you a good example. It's about Facebook, but I was hiring a developer for CareerCloud recently, and I'm considering him for a co-founder position. So I said, okay, send me all your social profile links. He didn't have a lot. He was on LinkedIn, Facebook, I think. So we friended each other on Facebook. I was just kind of checking out his profile. I noticed we both liked the show Boardwalk Empire. So we had a little bit of a connection right there, and that's sort of the first thing I talked about with him when I first started interviewing him and stuff. So to me, that was a good way to sort of break the ice with the candidate and get a feel for who he was. And that told me something about him on a personal level, and I like that. I always say whenever I have a sort of a big company here, I'm going to hold all my interviews at a bar or restaurant and just kind of make it a casual interview and just hang out and talk. To me, that's the best way to get to know a person, either on a personal or professional level. So,
well, you definitely, this is Ryan. We're just about out of time, and it definitely, the whole recruiting kind of way you approach that, I think it's the way that it should be approached. So, great job, props on that, and thank you for coming on the show. Great conversation. It hit in recruiting, HR, technology. We use mobile, social, and talked about hotness. So it hit all my areas of interest in one show. So that's some good stuff. And entrepreneurism. That's
So I'm a happy guy. So it's, see, all about me, William. See, right at the end, I brought it in. I closed with that.
It's all good, guys.
So,
hey, thanks a lot, guys.
See you guys.
Good talking to you.
See you.